Welcome to another Stain Gang podcast, and I don't know why we haven't done a golf podcast before now, but we're going to correct that error and talk to Jeff Ray about Midwestern State Golf. And thanks for being with us for these podcasts, and be sure to tell your friends about the podcast. And Jeff, welcome to the cast of podcasters now here on the Stain Gang podcast.
Glad to be here.
Let's just start with the women. I don't really know where to begin with this because there's a lot to talk about.
Sure.
But Madison Brown had a second consecutive top 10 at St. Mary's at the Rattler Invitational, and it seems like she's playing some really good golf for you right now.
Oh, she's playing outstanding. I mean, and you can't find a better time to do it. I mean, this is her second semester, her senior year, and she's had two fantastic tournaments and obviously helping our team tremendously.
And Allie Riley's really been playing good golf for you all year long.
Yeah, she's on All-American watch. I mean, I'll be honest with you. She came back in the fall and was amazing. And she wins the WT tournament, and she goes to Houston first tournament of the second semester and gets fifth and out of a fantastic field. And, you know, I think she's 14th in San Antonio and didn't even feel like she played great golf, you know. So she's making it look – it's not easy, but she's making it look easy right now.
Yeah, and that's – I mean, it's the old thing, if you're a pitcher and you don't have your great stuff but you're still winning, mm-hmm. It's kind of the sign of a champion, isn't it?
It is. I mean, she's finding different ways to do it. I mean, she's a great driver of the ball. She's putted it really well all year. But she doesn't really have a main weakness. I mean, I'm not saying she can't improve it. She can, obviously, in some areas. But she doesn't have a big weakness anywhere that – you know, keeps her from being successful on any golf course.
Well, that's got to be a good feeling to go to the golf course and not have any weaknesses, because for most hackers, it's a different weakness every time you go out.
Sure. I mean, her iron game has been great. I mean, she's very determined. She has good focus this year. She's really maturing into a great player.
And then the other lady on your team that I wanted to talk about was Tristan Gabbard, who had in Denton earlier this year at the DBU Women's Classic, fired a round of 66. And yeah. She's put up some great rounds for you.
Yeah, she really has. I mean, even all the way back to last year, Tristan's had a great career here. And you know, has a long ways to go here as well. But, I mean, she's very capable. Anytime you can shoot a 66, I mean, obviously you can play golf. And, yeah, so she's another really talented young lady. Her and Allie both are sophomores. That's exciting as well. So
that is exciting to have young players that are having success at a young age, and you can see.
Sure.
I mean, they're only going to improve, right?
That's what's fun about coaching. You bring them in here, and you know they're very talented. But the college system just has a way of bringing out the best in you most of the time. I mean, the qualifying, the courses you play, the consistent practice, that all that. You know, you just take a talented young lady or a man and or a guy, and then you know, put them in that system, they usually flourish.
Let's switch over now and talk about the men, because this is what got my attention. Maybe we should be doing a golf podcast. Is you won back-to-back tournaments, and that's not easy to do.
No, it's not easy. I mean, it's in golf, it's a little bit different. A lot of times, you know, there'll be a field there of 12 to 18 teams, and a lot of times you can play really well and finish fourth or fifth.
Right.
You know, and that's really a pretty solid tournament. But to actually, you know, get on top of the leaderboard when there's 18 teams there, then you know you've done something right. So.
And then at the Houston Classic, Seth Bearden got his first collegiate win. He's kind of the leader of the team, or am I wrong about that?
No, I mean, he's, you know, last year as a freshman, the second semester, he qualified for every tournament, really helped us last year. And he's a hard worker, did a lot of work this summer on his game, came back in the fall, and I think he finished maybe second, third, and I can't even remember exactly what he did, but he had a chance to win a couple tournaments in the fall, and I think that even kind of inspired him a little bit more, made him a little bit more determined, and came back, obviously, at Houston in a phenomenal field. I mean, that's a great field down there to Houston Classic. And to win that golf tournament, I mean, I think it just shows the maturation and the steps he's – you know, putting together to be just a phenomenal player. Yeah,
he had, I believe, top five finishes at the DBU Fall Classic. And then I think in Duncan, Oklahoma.
Yeah, the territory.
Yeah, I believe also had a top five finish there. In fact, I think he finished third in that event. So I want to go back to the fall, since we're talking about the fall, because the first event the men played was in New Mexico, and it was a struggle for you. Did you see this success coming then?
Well, that's kind of on me. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to try to get your best five guys to the tournament, and one of them is by straight qualifying. And what I mean by straight qualifying is you don't exempt anybody. Everybody's just – and so that's on me, because a couple of the guys, Seth being included, didn't actually qualify for that tournament. And I should have exempted him. Looking back, I should have done that, and he didn't actually make the tournament. And I knew he was our best guy. So that's on me. He'll go to all the others. Trust me. He won't be a qualifier for the rest of them.
Yeah. In fact, your quote after that event in New Mexico, the South Central Shootout, was, "This was a pretty humbling experience. It's been a long time since we had a tournament like this. We'll have to turn it around and find five guys who can get a quality score."
Yeah, and that's true. And I mean, and like I said, there's different ways to do it. But, you know, we have 10 guys and we have six seniors. You know, so you. It hadn't been easy this year to find the right five all the time, but I think we've got it figured out, and we're getting close, and we're still doing some qualifying, but we also have several exemptions. Obviously, Rob's played great coming back from second semester. He got third at the Houston Classic, and he finished sixth at San Antonio, so he's been fantastic this second semester as well as Seth.
Yeah, you mentioned San Antonio, and that was the St. Mary's event, the Rattler Invitation, and that was your second consecutive win. And that was at Dominion Country Club. Sure. And if I'm not mistaken, Dominion has hosted a senior PGA Tour event.
Yeah, years ago they did host there. Yeah. I mean, I think the technology with the golf clubs and golf balls have kind of outgrown the golf course, if you know what I'm talking about. It's a lot of dog legs and a lot of placement, but the kids now can cut the corners and dog legs, and it's just a different game out there. But, you know, Keaton Dickens also just was phenomenal. He finished third. There, and I think Rob was six and Seth was nine. You had three guys in the top 10. You know, you do that, you can have a chance to win. So.
You know, you touched on something I wanted to ask you about, and that is, how much has golf changed? I know you've played golf your whole life, I believe, but sure. Especially college golf. How much has the game changed, and how much is that due to the equipment, or is it due to a commitment to the sport? What are your thoughts about the changes in golf?
It's probably a combination of that, but at the same time, to start with is the equipment. I mean, you know, the kids just hit the ball so far. The clubs are so good. I mean, it's just amazing now compared to, like, even 20 to 25 years ago. But even in the last 5 to 8 years, I mean, equipment just keeps getting better. So some of the golf courses are I wouldn't say they're obsolete. I don't mean that. I mean, they're still good golf courses, but they're definitely played different than they used to be played. They're played way more aggressive. The kids are overpowering golf courses now, especially on the guys' side. As compared to years ago. So, and I do think there's more commitment. There's all kinds of junior tournaments, and there's better instruction out there. I mean, you can get all the instruction you want, to be honest with you, if you just go to YouTube. I mean, Tiger Woods got every shot on the, you know.
Right.
He really does. I mean, you know, you can go Phil Mickelson, and, you know, Ricky Fowler. You can go right down the list, just type their name in, and all kinds of things come up to show you how to play the game.
And even college golf, and I know that I'm talking primarily about Division I here, but it's getting more exposure. Golf Channel is starting to devote
sure.
more time to college golf, and I got to think that's going to help the sport as well.
Oh, no question. I mean, the kids deserve it. I mean, I hate to say this, but golf's always been kind of a sport that I think they feel like they've been left out sometimes, you know. And
what are you talking about? We're doing a podcast.
Yeah, okay, you're right. I get it.
No, but that's a great example sure. is that we kind of overlooked golf when we were putting the podcast together.
Yeah.
But which was a mistake on my part, Coach. But, no, you're right. College golf often gets overlooked. But
sure.
we see a lot of players now that are professional players that cut their teeth. We talk about this with Scott Lynn all the time in tennis, too, where there's more and more players coming through the college program in tennis,
oh, yeah.
and that's certainly true, and it's been true for a longer time in golf.
Sure. I mean, I think, a lot of kids' ambition, obviously, is, you know, to play professionally, which we know that's tough, but, I mean, college golf is a you know, kind of a mini-tour, if you will, in its own way for that. I mean, when kids get to play 4 years of college golf, and, you know, you're talking about 45 or 50 tournaments under great competition, obviously you're going to get better doing that.
Is this a case like volleyball? I'll give you an example. Stephanie, I know she goes and she watches club volleyball
sure.
more than she watch, maybe not more, but at least as much as she watches the high school games.
Sure.
Is it similar in golf? I know they're playing for their high school team, but they're also playing apart from that, aren't they?
Yeah, the majority of tournaments I go to are not high school golf tournaments. I'm sure there's maybe some high school kids listen to this, and I get that, but sometimes going to a high school tournament is brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean that bad, it's just brutal. But if you go to like a, you know, Texas Junior, an AJGA,
right.
or you know, an American Tour, or there's all Legends Tour, there's all kinds of great tours for junior golfers now that when you go to those tournaments in the summer or even in the fall or spring, you're talking about a lot of time there'll be, you know, 60 to 120 kids there with probably half of them good enough to play college golf somewhere. So,
And I know you have a basketball background as
sure.
well, but I've I've been told golf's your first love.
Yeah, I mean, I love to play golf. I mean, basketball, obviously, I love basketball as well. It was really good to me ever since I was been just a young kid playing for my dad back in Archer City. But, you know, golf's a little bit, obviously, a little easier to play. Now you get older. I mean, I didn't play basketball.
Maybe you may have a point there, but I found basketball a lot easier than golf.
Well, I don't think I've touched a basketball. I hadn't shot a basketball. It's been a long time.
But you're right. It is the sport of a lifetime.
Sure.
It can frustrate you for a lifetime.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
Sure. Yeah.
Not everybody's as gifted as you are out there on the golf course. Yeah. But, Coach, I appreciate you doing this, and I hope we get to do it some more. We'll try to do it periodically.
You bet.
And check in on Midwestern State Golf and see how the Stang Gang's doing.
Thank you, Pete. Appreciate it.
That's Jeff Ray talking golf on the Stang Gang podcast. Be sure to tell your friends. I'm Pete Stein. So long.